Tyler Huntley, come on back. Before anybody gets all excited and says, what a mess, they had to do it. They had to do it. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
What a mess, Jeff.
No, Andy, they had to do it.
It's a mess. It's preseason. I'm sure that if it was regular season, not these guys would play through it. It's just they need to make sure they have it. Yeah, they have another. They're going to have. Don't you think so?
I don't know.
The one that's probably the easiest to play.
Hamstrings are a tough thing to play through.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Sanders is probably the one that would have the best luck to play through his pain.
He's going
to
play. He'll play on Friday. This screams several things to me. They bring in Tyler Huntley.
Right.
So you have Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and now Tyler Huntley, and Deshaun Watson, who, of course, is injured and not playing anytime soon. Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it at that. Who knows anything more? Flacco, yesterday, Kevin Stefanski said he's good to go if we need him on Friday.
Which makes us think they don't want to play him.
The minute that he said that, we all thought, yeah, they don't want to play him, right?
They don't want to, but yeah. Now, if Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders can't go, and I think Sanders is going to be able to
go. No, Sanders is going to play.
As long as he doesn't, it's not reoccurring.
He was back full strength yesterday at practice.
Right, but he's still a little, you got to imagine, it doesn't just completely go away. He's playing through it. Remember, he said something like, all I can do is hear my dad in my head going, I got to get back out there.
I would, if they put him out there and said he was full go, then I would think he's good to go, Andy.
Okay, so what does that leave you then?
It leaves you a tight hamstring on Dylan Gabriel. That's not pulled, it's not strained, it's not what we heard was some, hamstring soreness. Mm-hmm. I would think Dylan Gabriel might have a chance to play. Might. Shedeur Sanders, good to go. Kenny Pickett, back on the field, but not going like crazy. So will he be held out this week? I don't know. My gut would tell me yes.
Oh, yeah, 5 quarterbacks, so.
Exactly. And then Tyler Huntley can come in and try and put enough on tape on Friday night if he gets on the field. Mary Kay actually already reported that he will play on Friday.
Shedeur will.
No, or Tyler Huntley will play on Friday. So if you're Tyler Huntley, man, that phone rang and you're all over it, because what does that do for you? You didn't have a job. Now you're going to have preseason tape, and anybody who needs a quarterback, as if they weren't going to call already, will now have something to look at. So I would just gut feeling, Andy, you would think Flacco doesn't play. I would think Pickett doesn't play, but you never know. If he gets on the practice field tomorrow against Carolina, that's a whole different story. And then Gabriel, who knows? Sanders, yes. Huntley, yes. You could have Shedeur Sanders start the game, play a half, and then Tyler Huntley come in and play the other half, something like that.
Just correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this, but, Tyler Huntley has plenty of NFL time. Why would it's just giving him the opportunity to play. Is that what you're saying? When you're saying that gives him tape, you're just saying he's got the opportunity to go out there and play.
This year, out of sight, out of mind, Andy, unless you're Joe Flacco.
But if I was trying to figure out if I was having second thoughts about bringing Tyler Huntley in, I'm watching his stuff from the Dolphins from last year. I'm not watching a preseason game from the Browns.
I'd look at everything I could, especially the most recent.
Yeah. I'm kind of, this is my prediction, Flacco for one series, Sanders, and then Huntley, second half.
My hope is that Gabriel is okay and he can actually practice this week, and we'll see about Pickett. The problem is going to be, and now, Andy, I think this is real clear. When one of these guys, let's just say, okay, guys don't play this week. Pickett, maybe Gabriel, even in the practice. If they're all good to go next week, somebody's going to get cut. You would assume it's Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, it's easy.
You would assume. But I wouldn't say there's a guarantee of that, would you?
Yeah, I would say that if they've got to cut one guy, Tyler Huntley's going to be the guy that gets cut. He wasn't on the roster yesterday, and it's easy to make him not on the roster tomorrow. So, yes, Tyler Huntley is an easy cut.
I think that is an easy cut.
Okay.
But what if he goes out and plays extremely well on Friday?
He's an easy cut because he's going up against third and fourth stringers. Tyler Huntley is not, unless two of these guys are hurt, Tyler Huntley's not on the team. I wouldn't be banking on Tyler.
I would assume that's correct. Again, and we know what happens when you assume. Mike is in University Heights. Mike, what do you think of this?
Heights, hey, this is the thing.
Heights.
After the weekend when your boy like lights up Dylan Gabriel, says he's basically unplayable, right?
Oh, you told Daryl Ryder said that?
Right.
Yeah, he did light him up. He did, yeah.
So he says that, and then at practice yesterday, Daryl Ryder asked him a question, and Dylan Gabriel plays it perfectly. He goes, great question. He has to know that this is the guy who's ripping him. But the thing is...
I tell you what, if Dylan Gabriel's smart, he doesn't know that he's the guy that's ripping him, and all he cares about is football.
You always talk about how players should react to questions. That's exactly how you would have told him to react to that, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You're right. Okay. You're right.
All right.
I never question.
Dylan Gabriel, they say, is unplayable, right? So did he get hurt?
No. Daryl said that.
But they were saying he couldn't hit open people. Everybody's saying he can't hit open people. He doesn't look like he's playable. So, I mean, did he get hurt at practice and limp off? And or did they all of a sudden say, yo, we got to take a break?
No, he experienced, I think it was on Saturday, he experienced tightness in his hamstring.
Yeah, maybe that's all it is. Maybe that's affecting his throwing motion.
I don't know. I mean, I've never heard, Daryl Ryder come out and just be so negative and rip on a player like that.
Let me direct you to the archived episodes of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, my friend.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
That was Daryl's opinion. I know others don't share it. So,
they're in a unique position. We knew this right away. We knew this when Deshaun Watson, when they decided to take a turn from Deshaun Watson, knowing that the odds of him playing this season are next to zero. And if they does, it'd be later in the year, and we'll see what happens. But I don't throw a guy out there if he's 60%. And I think that's what they're going on, and that's why you bring in another quarterback. I think we joked about this the other day. I'm like, hey, are they going to need to bring in another quarterback when Pickett was hurt? And we were like, oh, well, they got three more. Yeah, you're right. And then all of a sudden.
But then.
Now you're looking at three of the four guys are a little bit banged up.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a great opportunity for Sanders on Friday. That's the one thing I'll say that.
I think that's exactly right.
And
it's going to be his opportunity.
I think when I watch this game, I want to see how complex the offense is, and I want to watch who he's playing against. That's all.
Our buddy Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk. I'll make sure I don't say it. He wrote a story yesterday, Browns ad quarterback Tyler Huntley.
Yeah.
As only Florio could write. This is the start of his column. When you have two quarterbacks, you have none. When you have five quarterbacks, you're the Browns. When you have six quarterbacks, you're... And then he used a word that starts with F.
Oh, he actually wrote that?
Yes. It was F and then -KED.
Yes.
So when you have two, you have none. When you have five, you're the Browns. When you have six, you're...
I got it. You'd be out of trouble there, Jeff.
Does this situation point you in a direction of the Browns' quarterback situation of who is going to start the season? Like,
yes, it's Flacco. Yeah, I am 100% all in. It's Joe Flacco, not only because of the injuries right now, as long as he's healthy, but it's also Joe Flacco because if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I need to win, and I'm going to put the guy out there that knows what it's really like to win.
I will differ with you.
You can differ with me all you want. I think I'm right on this one.
You think you're right on everything. That's
no,
okay.
I don't. I'll admit when I'm wrong or I'm wavering. I just think Pickett being banged up now going into the second week, it's Flacco. It's got to be Flacco. And I would not put Flacco on the field Friday.
I would say it's Flacco except for this. If next week Kenny Pickett is good to go and gets tons of reps against the Eagles in their practices, and then let's see what they do in the game against Philadelphia. It could still be Pickett. If he's out there against Philadelphia. Missing, even if Pickett doesn't go this week against Carolina and doesn't play on Friday, doesn't practice tomorrow and doesn't play on Friday, I think he could still get the starting job if, against Philadelphia, he's able to practice 2 days and then play and looks good. If he's dinged up next week, Andy, it's all over. It'll be Joe.
Depending on health, too, I was sort of looking into this morning because I was thinking about, okay, let's say they go into the season and they still have all four quarterbacks, and you guys are like, oh, they're going to have all four quarterbacks on this roster. I just don't think all four are going to be active. But as I started looking at that, I'm wondering if they have to keep all four active when they turn in the initial roster.
And which then, they did last year, by the way.
By the game, again, I want to preface that when I say that I don't think there's going to be four quarterbacks on this roster, I'm saying that going into Friday of week one. Only because
Andy's trying to back out of buying lunch.
But remember how they kept Flacco on the practice squad? Or not Flacco. Who they?
Huntley. It was Tyler Huntley. They were trying to trade him last year, right?
Correct. Was it Tyler Huntley?
Was it Huntley? Remember, they kept putting somebody on the practice squad. We're like, what are they doing? I don't understand that. And then you start reading the rules. Like, I don't know if someone wanted to pick up one of our two rookie quarterbacks off of the. First of all, you can protect four players on your practice squad. And then the other thing is,
they have to clear waivers to get there, though, Andy.
Right.
So you do have to, from everything that I've seen, you do have to expose them at least once to get them on the practice squad.
Well, I don't know. If they expose one of those guys just for 24 hours, you have to ask yourself, if you pick someone up on waivers, can you throw them right on the practice squad?
I don't think you can. I think if you pick somebody up on waivers, you have to put them on the active roster.
I thought that was true, too. So maybe we'll ask Mary Kay about this, too. That if they do that, and then if you pick somebody up off of someone's practice squad, they have to be on the active roster for at least 3 games. So then the next question is, if you feel comfortable with your number one and number two quarterback, why would you bring in another quarterback, especially one that was drafted in the third or the fifth round in this year's draft? I there's a math game here that makes me think the Browns will have one of those quarterbacks on the practice squad. So all four guys might still be around. I just cannot see leaving three guys on the active roster that will not have any chance of suiting up on any given Sunday for this team. That's three roster spots that you're going to give up going into a game. And I know there's active and inactive. I can't see it. It doesn't make any sense.
Mike Florio finished up his story about Tyler Huntley with something that might make you think a little bit. He says Huntley's much more than a camp arm. 25 regular season appearances, 14 regular season starts. Surprising, he was available. Not surprising, the Browns have pounced on yet another quarterback.
You think they're not happy with the guys they got in camp right now?
Well, yeah, I'm not eliminating him from the mix, Andy. You know, he's had some success in the league. What if he comes in and he's really good and they like him, say, more than Kenny Pickett? Even though they could have.
That's fair. I could see that happening.
Yeah, see, that's. So I would just say stay tuned on this.
What if they like him more than Joe Flacco?
I'd be stunned.
I would be too. You never know. You're right.
Jim Schwartz, Brown's defensive coordinator, has a lot on his back this year because that defense needs to get back to where it was. We'll hear little words of wisdom from Schwartz coming up next. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 11.